We're back joined now by Jennifer Shelton, co-starring in Five Course Love. Jennifer, welcome back to Straight Talk. We've seen you many times as our guest. And what's Five Course Love all about?
Five Course Love is a quirky, zany, insane comedy. It takes place in five different restaurants on five different dates with five incredibly different groups of characters. And they're all sort of desperate to find love.
Ooh, I can relate to that.
Uh-huh. But they're going about it a little clumsily. So that's what makes it funny.
Hopefully. So you and your two other co-stars play 15 different characters in the course, and we have written this up in the new Straight Talk Reporter that is just out, the June issue, on sponsors' racks as we speak. Also, those of you who are members of our Viewers Club have already gotten electronically. And we have a lovely article on Five Course Love. Let me show you the logo, which really symbolizes five, and it's five different types of restaurants.
Five
Italian,
incredibly different types.
Giant, yeah. and give us a sense of what one of these meals might be like.
One of them, it takes place in Dean's Old Fashioned All American Down Home Barbecue Texas Eats restaurant.
Okay,
it's a blind date between this nerdy guy Matt and a very forward Texas cowgirl named, Rosebud.
Okay.
He calls everybody Rosebud.
So
I'm the only girl, so girl is played by me, whether you like it or not.
And now who's the third? Is the waiter? Who's the third guy in the
scene? And then the other actor, Perry Lambert, is the owner, Dean.
The owner of this place.
Yes. Who's trying to get Butch, Matt, to have a great time and settle down and relax.
Uh-huh.
But of course, he's nervous and geeky and looking for love and all the rest.
How come so many blind dates? I mean, when you go out on a blind date, you normally go out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
If you've been introduced by a friend, if you get it off the internet, you probably meet in some public location for a drink so you can bail. But it's arranged, you have a blind date, you have a dinner. And we've all been through blind dates that have worked out and many that haven't.
Yeah, this one was arranged via the internet.
Ah, okay.
So he got an email that there was single woman waiting for him at the sushi joint. But he shows up and it's not a sushi joint anymore. It's a
you know, it's always that first impression when you meet the blind date for the first time. There's an instant wow or there's an instant oh.
Yeah.
And then, but you know you're going to go through the evening as a gentleman, and you're going to have an evening, and there's always something interesting to learn about anyone.
And the evening takes him on a wild ride.
Oh, really?
But unfortunately, he still ends up below.
Now, you've done quite a bit of ICT work, and also Musical Theater West work, I might add. And you sing and you dance, but you also act, so you'll love it all, I guess.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough. Last season, I did The Story with ICT, which was a very dramatic straight play.
Yep.
And this is pretty much as opposite as you can get.
Yeah. And just give us another sense of another character at another dinner.
I play a German dominatrix.
Whoa.
Yes, who walks into this sort of cabaret supper club for lonely hearts.
And there are two guys sitting at a table?
And, well, no, there's the maitre d', who happens to be one of my boyfriends.
Aha.
And then unbeknownst to me, another one of my boyfriends comes in.
Oh, that is a problem.
That's where the drama and comedy unfolds.
The problem is too many boyfriends can get you in trouble. Or girlfriends, I guess, to be fair.
Yeah, which it does.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a delightful summer fair, and ICT does really such wonderful work, and this plays from June 15th through July 15th. Mm-hmm. International City Theater is in downtown Long Beach behind the Terrace Theater. It's a little difficult to find if you haven't been there, but it's well worth the effort, and it's a small, intimate theater with just about 300 seats.
It's very intimate, and we're having a blast up there on stage, and it's the kind of space where the audience just gets sucked in and has a great time with us, so.
One thing I like about that stage is that it reaches right out to the audience.
It's
and
a thrust,
the first row is just a few feet from the stage, and there's a great interaction with the actors.
You're right in the middle of the action, and it's like being shot out of a cannon.
Does the audience root for certain characters in this play?
Yeah, they're all lovable for all of their quirky, zany. Yeah, they're messed up, but they're all lovable.
And they're all looking for love.
In all the wrong places.
In all the wrong places. But somehow we're all optimists, and we believe ultimately they'll find it. but not within the confines of the show.
Not within the confines of their date, but maybe perhaps.
Maybe perhaps. Well, thank you so much for coming down, and we urge all of you to get over there for Five Course Love, opening on Friday, June 15th at International City Theater. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.